Good morning, and today we're fortunate to celebrate Yom Yerushalayim, the day that Baruch Hashem, the Jewish nation, merited to return to the Old City, to the Kotel Ma'aravi, to Har HaBayis, and may we merit to see the completion of Geula and the Binyan Beis HaMikdash, Bekarov Mamish.
Amen.
So today's daf is daf Chavtes. We saw on the bottom of Chavches Amid Beis, the Gemara had mentioned certain things that the Gemara said there's a difference between the moonlight and the sunlight. The moonlight is, you know, one pillar, the sunlight spreads around. But ironically, the heat during a cloudy day is in a certain way hotter than the heat on a sunny day. Because in a cloudy day, the clouds are sort of compacting all the heat. So when everything's compacted, when it then bursts forth, it bursts forth with greater energy. So similar ideas, you know, it's sort of ironic, but this is the way it is. Let's start now today's daf, Chavtes Amud Aleph. Says the Gemara here, Hurei Aveira, Kashu Me Aveira. Thoughts about misdeeds between men and women are worse than the actual misdeeds. Rashi says, "Hirura aveira tavas nashim, desire for women, kashim, they're worse, la'akhish es besaro, to weaken a person's constitution, yoser migufo shalmaisa, even worse than the act itself." The Rambam explains that in a different way. The Rambam says that sins are really normally a weakness of the body. So we have all sorts of urges, let's say, non-kosher. Or sin's hungry, so he eats the non-kosher. So it's harming the person through the bodily urges. But that's the body. When you have hirurei aveira, when you have thoughts of sin, so you're ruining not just the body, but you're ruining the power of thought, which is the spiritual part of the person. So the Rambam, you can't compare somebody who takes somebody else's slave and makes that slave work for him to somebody who takes a prince and makes the prince work for him. In other words, when the body should be serving Hashem, and instead the body which is a slave serves itself, so you've lowered the body. Okay. But when you have hirurei aveira, when you have thoughts of sin, you're taking the intellect, the soul, neshama shebemochi, the soul is in the intellect, and you are kidnapping it into the world of sin, so that's worse than the sin itself. So again, it's an irony. It's only a thought about something, and that's worse than doing the thing itself. Simanach, a way to remember this irony, is Recha de Bistra, that think about a guy who's very hungry, and he walks by a place where they're doing a barbecue, where they're roasting meat. So the smell of the meat is very hard for him, but he didn't, you know, it's just the smell. But the smell creates thoughts, and the thoughts make it very hard. So you see, the thoughts are more powerful than an action. All right, another irony. Shilo Dekaita, the end of the summer, namely the month of Elul, Kashi Mikaita, that's harsher than the heat of the summer, than the month of Tammuz. Because as Rashi explains, you've had Tammuz, the summer, it's already heated up the world, heated up the body. So now in Elul, since the body is sort of primed to be hot, just a little heat of Elul already makes it all problematic. Whereas in Tammuz, it's not as challenging. This simanach, a way to remember it, is tanura sagira. There's an oven that's been heated up. An oven that's been heated up. You've cooked things in this oven two or three times. So even though now it cooled down a little bit, it's not so hard to heat it up again. Put in a little wood and right away you get the heat back. Whereas an oven that's cold, it takes a while till it gets heated up. So Elul is sort of dealing with a heated oven. Tammuz heated up the person, heated up the world. You get into Elul, it's already heated, it's easy to spark it further. Another irony. Ishta de Sitva, a fever during the winter. You have the flu or another disease with a fever during the winter. Kashim de Kaita, that's much worse than the fever during the summer. Right? The flu is seasonal. All these different diseases, probably COVID might be seasonal also. In the summer, it's easier. It's more mild than it is during the winter. Why? The simanach, a way to remember it, is with tanura krira. If you have an oven that's very cold, so an oven that's cold, in order to get it hot, you have to put in a lot of energy. A lot of wood, a lot of lighting the wood, a lot of lighter fluid. And once it's all this energy has been put in, then it's heated up. It's the same thing as the winter. Everything's cold. The world is cold. The person's cold. So then when the heat comes and the fever comes, to get the fever going, to heat up the body, takes a lot of energy. So that's a strong illness. In the summer, anyway, you're hot. So once you're anyway hot, it's just a small thing to get the heat going. It didn't take so much energy. Therefore, it's also a more mild illness. Migmar ba'atikta kashya michadita. Another irony. To study things that you once learned, but you forgot, is harder than to study things that are new for you. Once you once had it and you forgot it, it's hard to go back to it. But a new thing to learn, it's exciting. Simanach, a way to remember that is the different types of concrete. Tina bar tina. Wait, Rashi says, when you make a concrete out of the material that was already on a wall, it's harder to mix that concrete than to take new sand and ash and make out of it a new concrete. So sometimes the older is harder than the new. Amar Rebavo said, my time under Rebbe. What was Rebbe's source? Or what's Rebbe trying to teach us? When Rebbe says, there's a difference between the light of the moon and the light of the sun. The light of the moon is like a stick. The light of the sun is spreading out. What's Rebbe coming to teach us? He's trying to explain a pasuk. When Esther went to Achashverosh, she said, chapter 22 of Tehillim, Lamanatzeach to the conductor, Alayelat HaShachar. So, Ma'ayalazu, just like this antelope, the Ayala, Kranea Mavtilot Lekanu Lekan, her horns spread out to here and to there. They spread out. Av Shachar Zeh, so to dawn, Mavtia Lekanu Lekan, the light spreads to here and to there. So it's not in one spot. Amr Abzera, so that's why he was explaining that the light of the sun spreads out. Amr Abzera said, Lamanim Shla Esther La Ayala, why was Esther compared to the antelope? Lomalacha to tell you, Ma Ayala Rachamatzar, just like the Ayala has a very narrow womb. Therefore, Chaviva al Ba'ala, Kalsha, Visha, Kisha, Vishona. She is beloved to her husband every moment, like the very first time that they had marital intimacy. Af Esther, so was Esther. Haisa Chaviva la Achashverosh, Kalsha, Visha. She was beloved to Achashverosh every moment, Kisha, Vishona, like the first time they were ever together. Amar Rabasi said, Lama Nimshla Esther l'shachar. Why is Esther compared to dawn? Lama l'cha to tell you, Mashachar sof kol alayla, just like the dawn is the end of the night. Af Esther sof kol anisim. Esther was the end of all the miracles. So I'm going to say, what do you mean by that? Va'yikha Chanukah, even after Purim, which is the beginning of the Bayis Sheni, you have the period of Chanukah, later into Bayis Sheni, where we had the miracle against the Greeks and the miracle of the menorah. Answer the Gemara, Nitna li kasev karmina. We're talking about a miracle that was communicated and handed over in order to be written down. Esther, Beruach HaKodesh Namra, the Gemara says in Masechta Megillah, Esther was divinely inspired to be written. Says the Gemara, Esther Nitnali Kati. That's fine if you hold. Esther was communicated and was supposed to be written down. Esther, but according to the views that hold that Esther was really not supposed to be written down in Hashamayim. It was a takana midrabanan to write it down. So then what's so special about Purim versus Chanukah? It's the Gemara. Then we'll explain this pasuk of Ayelet HaShachar differently. Not that Shachar is dawn and the end of the night, but Shachar is a reference to prayer. Vokim lak Rabbanan bar Yefes. He'll explain this pasuk like Rabbanan bar Yefes. Amar Rabbelazar. Amar Rabbelazar. Amar Rabbanan bar Yefes. Amar Rabbelazar. Because Rabbanan bar Yefes and Nim Rabbelazar. Lama Nim Shlo Tfilasan Shal Tzadikim Kayelas. Why is the prayer of the Tzadikim compared to the antelope? Lama Lachat to tell you. Just like this antelope, calls Machim and Gadelet, as it grows older, Kranem Aftzilos, her horns spread out. Aftzadikim, and so it is with the Tzadikim, calls Machim Arben Betfila, the more they increase their prayers, the more they pray and they pray for something, Tfilasa Nishmas, then their prayer is heard. So a person shouldn't give up on his prayer. He prayed for something, he didn't get it. Pray more and pray more, because at a certain point when you pray a lot, that's when the prayer is accepted. All right, going back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, Shachtu es ha-tamid. They slaughtered the Karban Tamid, and the slaughter of the Karban Tamid. Shachtu es ha-tamid, they slaughtered the Karban Tamid one time when they thought it was light out. But that was a mistake. It was based on the moon. It wasn't really sunlight. And there's a difference between the moonlight and sunlight. And you're supposed to slaughter the Karban Tamid when it's day. You can't slaughter it during the night. So then they had to take it out to the Beis HaSreifa. And the Mishnah goes on to say, Horidu, they lowered the Kohen Gadol to the Beis HaTvila, to the mikvah. So Amos, when was this story when they made the mistake and they thought that night was day and they slaughtered the Karban Tamid at night? Even B'Shai Mos Hashana, if it was some regular day during the week, what does it mean that right afterwards they took the Kohen Gadol to the mikvah? Lo sagid lav Kohen Gadol. You have to have a Kohen Gadol. Every day of the, on a random day of the week, you have a Kohen Gadol doing the service. You have to bring him to the mikvah. Ella must be, it was B'Yom HaKippur. On Yom Kippur, they made this mistake on a Yom Kippur, thinking that when it was night, they thought it was day. So I don't understand. Or Levana Miika. So do you even have light of the moon on a Yom Kippur late in the night? Yom Kippur is the 10th day of the month. It's the beginning of the month. At the beginning of the month, the moonlight is at the beginning of the night, not at the end of the night. The whole point was that at the end of the night, there was moonlight and they got confused. So it couldn't have been on Yom Kippur. So my answer is, you're right. This is what the Mishnah means. They used to send somebody up onto the roof to make sure that he saw some light of sun breaking the horizon, that it's dawn. Why? Because one time they made a mistake thinking that the light of the moon was already dawn and they slaughtered a carbon when it was still night. So therefore they would send somebody to the roof. And that guy would say, yeah, the light is spreading. Ki Amar Barak Bar Kai, when he would say, the light is spreading, on Yom Kippur, and Aridu Kohen Gadol Beis HaTvila. But this story of the moonlight being confused with sunlight, that didn't occur on Yom Kippur. Okay, so again, the Mishnah says that part of the service of Yom Kippur was to confirm that it's dawn, that the light is spreading, and that we can get going with our activities. Because if the activities, like the shechita of the carbon, would be done at night, then it wouldn't work. Tani Avud Reb Avin, the father of Reb Avin, taught in a braisa. It's not just the shechita of the carbon, tamid, that if it's done at night, that you have to burn it. You have to get rid of the animal. Elaf malika sa'of. Same thing would be if you had an ola sa'of. We know that a bird doesn't get shechita. The bird's neck is not slit with a knife. There's a special, right, the thumb of the Kohen. He grows his nail out and strong. And then with the thumb, with the nail of the Kohen, he severs the back of the neck all the way through till the spine, and he severs the spine. So malika sa'of, if that's done at night, you have to burn the bird. Ukmitzas mincha, and taking the fistful of flour out of a mincha, if a guy is donating a mincha, flour with oil, and a little bit of lavona, So a fistful of flour has to be taken out, put into a holy vessel, and carried in from the holy vessel all the way up to the top of the Mizbeach, and then thrown from the vessel into the fires of the Mizbeach. So if that kmitza was done at night, so then Tisarev, Kmitzas Mincha Balayla Tisarev, you have to burn the whole thing, it now became disqualified. It's like a shkitza at night, it's disqualified. So the Gemara says, okay, Bishma Ola Sa'of, I understand, if an Ola Sa'of, the Malika was done at night, so now it's no good, it's like a shkitza of an animal, because Maida Hava Hava, now what's done was done, you can't do anything about it. Ela Kometz, but if you did a Kmitza at night, and you put it into a holy vessel, it's still here. So ask the Gemara, Nihadre, once you realize that it's night, it's not the time to do this, take the vessel, pour it back into the bowl, the big bowl. And then when you get to the day when there's real light, then do the kmitza. So why did the father of Rabbi Avin teach in a braisa that a mincha whose kmitza was done at night, you have to now burn the whole mincha? Why can we do it? So who Tanila, the father of Rabbi Avin, is the one who taught us this braisa. Who Amar Lani explained the braisa. When you do kmitza, you take a fistful of flour and then you drop it into a klisharis, into a holy vessel. Klisharis mekadshin. The holy vessel consecrates what was put into it. Afilu shelo bizmano, even though it was done at the wrong time. So as Rashi explains, klisharis mekadshin shelo bizmano, the holy vessel makes it holy even though it's the wrong time. Hakomitz ton matan kli. When you take a fistful, you have to put it then into a holy vessel. The kivan shekidesh hakomitz pekli. L'shem komitz. Once you put this fistful into the vessel, hinochozulios tevel. It doesn't now have the ability to reach to go back in time and to be considered just a mixture. Kimincha shelo nikmitza. The big mixture of the flour when you haven't yet taken the fistful. It's now called komitz. V'akarche. Once this is called karmetz, inach the rest, havi shirayim, is the leftovers of the komets. That's it. You can't take a komets out of shirayim. The whole idea of taking a komets, taking a fistful, is out of the whole mixture, out of the tevel. You take a komets. But once you have leftovers of the komets, the shirayim, you can't take from the shirayim a komets. What are you saying we should do here? We should take this komets and put it back in. It's too late. It's already a komets. That's it. It's done. So they challenge this. Basically, you're answering. The reason why we can't redo the mincha is because once the mincha was taken, it's put into a holy vessel. Once it's put into a holy vessel, it's now consecrated. It's now become, it has kedushas haguf. It's now called komets, and that's it. You're done. But Meisvei, when did he do this? He did this all at night. We lived in a braisa. Here's the rule. It's actually a mishnah in Menachos. Actually a braisa. No, this is a braisa. The next thing is a mishnah in Menachos. We lived in a braisa. Zeakal, here's the rule. Things that are supposed to be brought during the day, like a mincha or the blood of a korban, kadosh, becomes holy with kedushas haguf, with intrinsic holiness, bayom, when it's put into a holy vessel during the day. Things that are done at night, let's say like lighting the menorah, so kadosh, balayla, becomes holy when it is put into the vessel at night. And kala kari bein mayom bein balayla, those things that can be brought both by day and by night, so then kadosh, they become holy bein mayom bein balayla, whether they're put into a holy vessel during the day or put into the holy vessel at night. Katani miyas, but it said, however, one of the things that it says in this braisa, hakari bayom, things that are brought by the day, like the komets of a mincha. Kalakar bayom, kadosh bayom. It becomes holy if it's put by day into a vessel. That tells you bayom in. It becomes holy if it's put into a vessel by day. Balaylalo. But if it's put into a vessel at night, it doesn't become holy. So, since kmitza is something which is brought by day, so how could the father of Rabbi Avin say that by putting it into the vessel at night, it became holy, now it's a komet, now the whole mincha is ruined? Understand, this is a meaningless act. Since this is something which is supposed to be brought by day, it would only be consecrated if it's put into a vessel during the day. It was put into the vessel at night. Says the Gemara, an answer. Dilma, maybe the answer is, And the Braisa said it only becomes holy if the things of the day only become holy when they're put into the vessel during the day. That means, Eino Kadosh Li Karev. It doesn't become holy to be so holy that it should now be brought. Avo Kadosh Li Pasal. But it becomes holy enough to be able to be disqualified by having been put into a vessel.
Rabbi,
yeah, question, please.
It's not this manner. Why we need to so much to try to find a reason? It's not this manner, like a korban.
Right.
It's not this manner.
But it's here in front of us. Why can't we redo it? It's like nothing happened. Let's redo it when it is bismano. So Masiv Reb Zera challenges this from a Mishnah in Menachos. The Lechem HaPanim was a form of a mincha. The kometz of the Lechem HaPanim, the kometz of a mincha that goes into the fire, and the Lechem HaPanim was the bazichei levona, was the ladles with the incense that would go into the fire. Now, the Mishnah says in Menachos, Sidur es ha-lechem es ha-bazich en achra Shabbos. Let's say, instead of putting the 12 loaves on the table on Shabbos, when you took the 12 loaves off, put the new 12 loaves on Shabbos, and instead of putting the ladles of the incense on the table on Shabbos, he put them on the next Shabbos. It's after after Shabbos. Instead of putting them on Shabbos, he puts them on Sunday. On Sunday morning, he puts on the loaves. So he actually left loaves off. He left the table without loaves for a while. And he put them on Sunday. And then, 6 days later, the next Shabbos, he offers the incense. So psula. So this offering didn't work. The bread is not permitted to be eaten because it didn't have enough time on the shulchan. Okay, Tzadya said, what should he do if this mistake was made? They waited for a day. They didn't put the bread on the table right away. So now what are they going to do with these breads? Wait another week. Leave them on the table for a full week. Yanichan l'Shabbos haba. Leave it on the table till the next Shabbos. So it actually stays on the table for 13 days. Because shafilu amda ala shulchan yam rabin. Even if the bread, the showbread is on the table for many days, ein bekach klum. There's no problem. There's no problem even if it's on the table for many days. That's what the Mishnah says in Menachos. So now the Gemara says, according to the father of Rebavin, Amai, why do we have such a law? Tikdosh. We should say that holy vessels consecrate things whenever you put things into holy vessels. He said you've put the kometz into the holy vessel at night. So now the holy vessel made the kometz holy. It made their kometz. So say the same thing over here. Tikdosh. The holy vessel should consecrate all the breads that are on it. And so the stack of bread had been made holy. The tifsal. And now it can be disqualified. It should be a disqualified tick. It should be disqualified. It was put on at the wrong time. It was put on, it wasn't there long enough. So Amar Rabba, Rabba said, not the kamosu, shaper kamosu. That's a good question. It's a good question. But Avud Rebavin, Ami Masnisa Kamar. But Avud Rebavin, the father of Rebavin, he wasn't telling us his own idea. He was Tani Avud Rebavin. He's telling us a Braisa. You have to say like this, the Tan of the Braisa holds, Kasabra holds, that there's a difference. Laila, when you take the kometz of the mincha and you put it into a holy vessel. Now, this mincha is supposed to be brought once the sun rises, once the carbon tamid is brought. You're supposed to bring this mincha. So it's supposed to be brought, let's say today is the 28th of Iyar. This is a mincha that's supposed to be brought on the 28th of Iyar. But on the night of the 28th of Iyar, last night, Sunday night, that's when you put the festival into the vessel. So at the end of the day, it is supposed to be brought now, and it's the right day for bringing it. You're just doing it at night. So Kosef Yod's Laila Ein Mechusr Zman. The night of the right date, that's not considered the wrong time. It's not considered the wrong time. When we say something is at the wrong time, that's when it's mamish, not the right date. But here it is the right date. It's just the night of the right date. You can't do it practically, because you can't do avoda at night. But it is the time. So therefore, the kometz put into the utensil on the night of the right date becomes holy, because this is the komet being put into utensil bisman, at the time, just at night. So therefore it becomes disqualified. However, with the lechem apanim, that was yom. It was on the wrong day. It wasn't at the wrong night. It was the wrong day. It was put on Sunday, and it should have been put on Shabbos. So Shabbos was already missed. It's the wrong date. In terms of the next Shabbos, it's 6 days too early for the next day. It's not the night before. It's not the right date. It's the wrong date. It was already mechusar zman. It was already, since the wrong time, it doesn't become consecrated to become disqualified. So Gemara says, I don't understand. Kimati beishim. So when you get to Friday, bein hashmashos of Friday, tiktosh. So now already it's the night of. Bein hashmashos of the next Friday. It's already the night of the Shabbos. So now it should become consecrated. And now betifsol. And now it should be disqualified. Amar Ravina said, shekana v'silka. He takes it off of the, shulchan. That's what he's going to do. He's going to take it off of the table. They put it on the table on a Sunday. So that's way too early. That's irrelevant. That doesn't do anything to it. It's too early, not the time. It's 6 days before. Come Friday, as the sun is setting, they take it off the table. And they put it back on Shabbos. And so now they start a whole week from the right time, from Shabbos to the next Shabbos. Marzutra, the Itim Rav Ashi Amar, some say it was Rav Ashi, they gave a different answer. Afilu Tema, the Shalom Kadam Vasilka. He put the stacks of Lechem HaPanim on the Shulchan on Sunday, which is totally the wrong time, and he left it there for the whole week, and came Shabbos, now he's going to leave it for another week, came Shabbos, he didn't take it off. And we don't say, oh, he didn't take it off, so Friday night, it should now be consecrated, because it's the night of. And now it was done in the wrong way. It was done at the wrong time. And something which is consecrated and done in the wrong way is now disqualified in a permanent way. The answer is no. Kivan Sishidro, Shalokim Mitzvaso. Since when he put it there the first time, it was totally the wrong time. Put it on Sunday, the wrong time. Nasa Kamosha Sidra Kov. And it's not considered that it was done. It's like there was an ape that arranged it there. So therefore, it's like putting something into a holy vessel without any das. And when you put something into a holy vessel without any das, it doesn't become kadosh at all. And it doesn't become disqualified. So therefore, the night, still not time yet, really, of the service. And there's no das here, couldn't consecrate it. And that's all true with the bread on the table. But when you take the komets and you put a komets into a vessel on the night of its day, it's the night of its day, it's the right date of the calendar, it's the night of. It's just not the time yet to do the service. So now it became consecrated to be disqualified with Lina, and now you can't offer this komets, and that's the explanation of the Braisa. Of Avud Reb Avin, that not only is Shechita, which is done at night, going to disqualify the Karban Tamid, not only will Malika, done at night, disqualify the Olas Ha'of, but a Komets of a Mincha, done at night, is going to disqualify the Mincha. Ad Kan Daf Chaftan.